This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Starting tonight, the Independent Film Festival Boston raises the curtain on a week's worth of independent feature and documentary films and shorts. The fest seeks out hot emerging talent and features some Hollywood luminaries, too. We've got a preview of what's going to be a packed week of events. Sean Burns and Aaron Tron are film critics for WBUR's The Artery. And Sean, you first. How many films does the festival show and in how many days?
Okay, we have 21 features and 28 documentaries and 52 short films.
In what period?
From Wednesday to Wednesday.
Unbelievable. And where, Aaron, are they going to be shown?
Well, the headquarters is at the Somerville Theater in Somerville, and then also Brattle in Cambridge, and then Coolidge Corner in Brookline.
So it's pretty tough to get your film screened at a film festival. What are the qualifications to get it accepted at the Independent Film Festival Boston?
Programmer Nancy Campbell travels around the country to all sorts of festivals all over the year. Places like Sundance and Telluride and Toronto, picking the best that she finds and bringing them and the filmmakers to Boston.
In your piece for The Artery, you said, even though it's New England's largest film festival, it hasn't lost its scrappy underdog charm. So what makes it scrappy and underdogish?
It's the kind of festival there are no velvet ropes. You don't get the celebrity kowtowing that you get at, say, Sundance or somewhere. This is very much for the people in the community. You know, the filmmakers just hang out. They want to talk to you about their films.
And there will be filmmakers there, including the person who made the film Eighth Grade, which is opening night film. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's Bo Burnham, a YouTube comedian.
Who has Boston ties.
Yes, from Hamilton. I think he went to St. John's Prep. It's a very surprising movie, considering his comedy, about a 13-year-old girl. And just remembering the trauma of that age, it's very awkward.
A lot of people like call me quiet or shy or whatever, but I'm not quiet.
Most quiet, Taylor Day.
I don't talk a lot at school, but if people talk to me and stuff, they'd find out that I'm like really funny and cool and talkative.
By the way, I like your shirt a lot. It's like so cool.
What?
I have to admit, I'm surprised to hear an Enya soundtrack behind this film about the eighth grade. So what did you like about it? It does sound charming.
Yeah, what's interesting is I think this is the best movie I've seen to engage with social media and sort of the giant gulf between the way we present ourselves online and actuality. She's constantly recording videos and giving advice about things she knows nothing about.
Most people, you could say the same thing on many YouTube channels. And so is it for young people, a film for young people?
Absolutely, yeah.
And older as well?
I get a lot out of it, and I'm an older person.
That's good. So that's called Eighth Grade, and one of your other picks is Hearts Beat Loud. Tell us about that.
That stars Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation, and he plays a single dad who runs a record store. And in this day and age, the record store is not long for the world. And he's sort of trying to find a career change in midlife, and he starts a band with his teenage daughter.
How's it going, kiddo?
It's jam sesh time.
No. Come on. When jam sesh time arrives, we have to put aside childish things like homework and med school.
Please don't touch my thing.
It's jam sesh time.
It's a very sweet, heartwarming movie. It's the third film by a director named Brett Haley. It's his third visit to IFF Boston. He made a few years ago, I'll See You in My Dreams with Blythe Danner, which turned out to be the sleeper hit of the summer. And I imagine this will be the same. My favorite part about it is Ted Danson plays a bartender.
Hello,
which
cheers.
Was such a familiar sight and so nice to see.
Aaron Tron, what did you like for the documentaries?
I was really moved by Dawnland. It's a really delicately made documentary about the state of Maine trying to have a truth and reconciliation process with the Abenaki people. Basically, what they're coming to terms with is institutional racism. Native American children are disproportionately placed in foster care homes. This is the case throughout the U.S., but when it came to the state of Maine's attention, they decided to take action as a state and initiate a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which is the first time an American government has sanctioned that. And the film is about that process that takes place.
It's not about making white people feel welcome. It's not about making you guys feel, it's not about you. It's about Zibayig. It's about my people, and that's where I'm from. It's about my people feeling safe and honored and listened to and validated.
So the filmmakers are speaking with the people involved and watching the Truth and Reconciliation Commission going on. Who are the filmmakers?
Adam Mazo and Ben Pender-Cutlip are both non-native filmmakers. They're co-directors, and this is their first feature. They witness the process and the time that the process takes with a sensitivity, I think, to how nuanced things like this are and how important it is to be patient with the voices involved and their various needs.
And they're local.
And they are local, yeah. Absolutely.
One of the other films you chose to highlight, Black Memorabilia, that shows on Sunday. What's that about?
This one is also just an incredibly artfully made, thoughtful film about racist iconography, like the black lawn jockey that people put on their lawns, other images of like what's on the Aunt Jemima bottle or Uncle Ben's rice. But this film takes a very essayistic look at the manufacturing, the sale or exchange of goods, and then also how one artist kind of repurposes these images to make them have some other meaning for her. It's thoughtful. It's not going to hold anyone's hand and tell people what to think. It will inspire you to do a lot of thinking yourself and probably talk to the person next to you.
So along with all the features, the documentaries, and the shorts, there are other events as well. There are panels. What are you most looking forward to with the adjunct events going on?
Paul Schrader is visiting, the man who wrote Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, The Last Temptation of Christ. He has his new film, First Reformed, which he directed, that got amazing reviews at the New York Film Festival. So, I mean, that's a living legend right there, folks.
Aaron?
I have to say, I love watching movies in a packed house with a whole bunch of people who want to be there. And that's what happens at IFF Boston. And I can't wait.
That's great. Thank you, Aaron Tron and Sean Burns, our expert tipsters for the Independent Film Festival Boston. Films that will be shown from tonight starting at 7 o'clock until next Wednesday. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is music from Dawnland. Native American composer Jennifer Kreisberg wrote the soundtrack for the documentary and will perform before the screening of the film Saturday night at the Somerville Theater. Again, the Independent Film Festival Boston starts tonight. You can see the schedule and check out Aaron and Sean's reviews of some of the films at the Artery page at WBUR.org.